Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. It is the best show in show business. It is the Friday show. It is Neil Atkinson with Tezza Simacool. We're with Paul Senior and with Beth Lindup in order to preview all the Premier League's fixtures. We are on Thursday. We're getting it out for you as quick as humanly possible because Liverpool are playing on Friday night, Beth, and the Champions' first game of the season. Up against the Bournemouth side, who are quite interesting. It's been a difficult summer for them. But one which I think, apart from Zabani, they would have expected. And they may even be pleased to have kept hold of both manager and Semenyo in the round. But I think the other thing they've got is they've got a few injury issues as well, which speaks of the intensity and the load they put on themselves last season. The point is that they've still got the nucleus of the team, but it's not been ideal preparation for them so far.
No, it's not. I mean, every time there's been sort of a notification that one of their players has gone elsewhere, it's like, it's that like that meme of that woman when she gets asked about the election and she goes, another one? Like that, like they have literally lost so many, as you say, so many of the top players. But that said, you know, I think it was a real boost. I'm not sure many people expected Semenyo to sign a new contract. They've still got hold of Ouattara, although there's obviously talk of him maybe going out.
So to Brentford, which I think has come as a bit of a surprise to them.
Yeah. Because I wouldn't really argue that that's a step up. It's more of a sideways step, I guess. But yeah, they've still got a lot of very good players. And Arne Slot said this morning, you know, that they were probably the most intense team in the Premier League last season. And because they've managed to keep hold of the manager, that brand of football and that identity will very much stay the same. So I think, you know, Liverpool will be anticipating a really tough challenge. And I mean, it's only, you know, doesn't feel like very long ago when we were talking about Liverpool going away to Bournemouth and that game being huge, like possibly one of the most difficult games that Liverpool had all season. And then, you know, they did very well to win that, but Bournemouth didn't make it easy for them, and they very rarely do. So, you know, I think especially with the defensive frailties that we've seen from Liverpool over the past couple of weeks, they will need to you know, be bang at it, because Bournemouth have players who can hurt you.
With Bournemouth, Tezza, there's a little thing I think where when you're upwardly mobile, when you've got good players, you play a certain way. You've got to accept, and I think Bournemouth did up to a certain point this summer, you're going to lose some of those players. That you can't, the part of the thing that happens is that you buy the players, you showcase the players are going to move on. Probably in February, they wouldn't have minded feeling as though they were going to get another season out of Huijsen. That wasn't to be. I think probably when they get to mid-July, they might think they've sorted it with Zabani. But that wasn't to be either. And Kerkez, I think they always knew was in the post. That was his second season. I don't think that one came as anywhere near as much of a surprise. But it is worth saying, isn't it, if you're going to be Bournemouth and you're going to be a good version of Bournemouth, then you might spend every summer, or at least every other summer, trying to work out what to do next.